If you have like a gesher is a bridge, or nefashos, that's like a building you have on top of a kever, a type of a monument you make on top of the kever, like an oil, but there is a shema that lives there. Sheyesh behen beis dira. There is a shema, somebody that lives taking care of the gesher, taking care of the bridge, or somebody living, the tenant of the beis hakvaros, he's living there, and he lives within 70 yamas of the city. Is the alocha moitzian esamida kenegdon. Since they're the last city, the last place somebody lives in the city, by where their house is, that's where we make the like southern boundary. We take a line straight down from how out their house is, even though the rest of the houses are way for are in. But since they're the last house on the south side, the boundary for the south side of the city, we make a chut, a line going straight down, connected their house. Kenegdon. The yoisa nois, now there's a new aloha now. The yoisa noisa kimin tavla. We make it like a square, merubas. We make it like a block that's square. Kedeshiye nisker es hazovius. That they gain the corners. In other words, we don't just make the city look as if it's round, but we make it, when you make the southern house, the furthest one, we draw the line straight down. And then on the northern side also, the furthest house, draw the line straight down. The west house, draw the line straight down. So you have a corner all the way sticking out. Even though the last house on this corner should be all the way in, still we say no. We make the measurement squared, that you gain the corners, you're allowed to walk there. Trashi v'yotze noise es hatchum miruboyim kedei shei alpayim litzdodim kibiemtza. V'lo yagulim. When we measure now the 2,000 amas that we give you, it's not considered round, but it's considered squared further out. Shei lem alpayim biemtzoyim litzdodim. Hey, mismayitim kedera kol igul, uviem rubas askinen. The case we're talking about, you have a squared city. Now, how do you give the tchum outside the city? We don't just take a radius of 2,000 namas and go all around the city, but again, we make the 2,000 namas outside the city also squared. So there are two types of squaring we're doing in this Mishnah. First, we're squaring out the city itself. We make the city itself to be into a square. The last house sticking out here, we make the tchum here. We make the boundary here. And the house here, we make the boundary here. That's one thing, we square out the city. And then when we give the 2,000 amas, you're allowed to walk outside the city. That's also like squared out. You make 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 this way, and you gain the corners. If you want to walk diagonally, you can walk really more than 2,000 amas out of the city. It comes out to two-fifths more. So that's really 5,000 you could walk. 10,000 you could walk then that way. No, 5,000. Yes, that's the din of the Mishnah. So again, the yoisa noisa kumin tavlo, we make the tchum like a square, like a block, murubas that's squared, kadeshye niskar es azovius, that the person should gain the corners. All right, this is the kitzur. Mitzvah, we'll see barich is about these halachas, exactly how we do it, more in the Gemara. Not today's daf, no two dafs. So the Gemara. Ravu Shmuel. So Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chatoni Ma'avrin. Some say in our Mishnah that it should be like we have the Gersa with an ayin. Ma'avrin. The Chatona won't learn Ma'avrin with an aleph. Not we have with an ayin, but should be Ma'avrin with an aleph. Well, what's the pshat? Mandatoni Ma'avrin with an aleph, it means aver. It means like a limp and a limb. You want to add on to a body an arm, so you're also adding on to the city. We don't just measure where you are. If you have your aver sticking out, your arm sticking out, you go bossy your arm. Here also, if you have a house sticking out of the city, that house is part of the city. Trashichatoni ma'avrin ba'alif. Aver, shemoisifin lo avarim. We like add on limbs onto the city. Shemyesh aver shiyotzim in here. If you have like an arm going out of the city, the kerim is roches roimis. Royin kilu aver gam bekerim is roches svinis. I was saying like we had, if a house sticks out on the top corner here, then we look on the other side, we make the string go straight down, as if the other corner also, there's a house sticking out here. So on the north side, the string goes straight down where the city ends. So that's Lashon Ma'avrin, you're adding on an aver, like a limb, to the city. Oman de Tony Ma'avrin with an ayin, ki isha ubra, like a pregnant isha, like you're adding on the child to the isha, here we're adding on a house onto the city. Morvaita, Moras HaMachpela. Pasuk says, Moras HaMachpela. So Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Shnei Batim Zelifnim Mizeh. One said that Moras HaMachpela means there were two houses, one inside the other one, like this picture here in Rashi. There's the Pesach Morah, then there's Bayis Techitz on the outside one, then you walk further into the next house, the Bayis Panimi. The Chadoma, one says no Bayis Faliyah. The Maros HaMachpelah was two stories. One story, then an Aliyah on top of it. That was the Maros HaMachpelah. Hez Valiyah Agabo, there's a second story on top of the first story. So Maravishle, Melaman, the Yom, Zeh Agav, Zeh, there was two stories, one on top of another, Hainu Machpelah. That's what it means, like doubled over. A double house is called, there are two floors, it's called doubled over. El Laman de Yom Shnei Batim Zelif Nim Mizer, just two rooms, one inside the other. My Machpelah, what does it mean doubled over? It wasn't doubled over. You have one room and an inside room. It's not called Machpelah. And for the Gemara, it means Shekfula Bezugas. It means buried inside the Maros HaMachpelah was doubled, was full of couples. Like we'll soon see. There were four Zugas buried there. So Shekfula means it was doubled with Zugas buried there. That's why it's called Maros HaMachpelah. But really, it was just one room inside another room. So Rashi Maros HaMachpelah. Mishum depligi b'mashmoyes loshen machpelah. Since it's a machlokes now, what does the loshen of machpelah mean? Nokat lahochi. We bring it over here. Mishum depligi nami belishtin demasnisin. Because we also have machlokes now mishnah. What does it mean? Ma'avrin with an ayin or ma'avrin with an aleph? So we have a machlokes and pshat in the word. We bring down all the machlokes here when we have a pshat in the word. V'chein b'amrofel, v'chein b'melech chodesh. The same thing in the next few drushes we have here. It's a shayla ha'yadash in the words. So that's why it brings it down here, because we have a shayla ha'yadash in the word in our Mishnah of Ma'avrin. Drashi shnei batim, hoyu bo zelefnim mizeh. One house was in front of the next house. Bayis valiyam, heve kfula b'shtei tikris. It had two roofs. That's why it's called kfula, it had a double roof, like one on top of another. Avu shnei batim, stam two houses, L'shayach v'loshin kfula, there's nothing doubled about it. You have two rooms, it's not called a double, it's not called double. It's not like one on top of another. Kateratish, shekfula bezugos. Shenikbru kulon ish v'ishtar dainu zug zug. There were couples buried there. Tiv, shoma kavu es avrom v'yesoro v'goymer. Es avrom and soro, Yitzchok Rivka, usunzi. There were four zugos buried there, that's why it's called Moros HaMachpelah. Right, the Pasuk says, Mamre kiryas arba. Mamre was kiryas arba. What does it mean, the Kiryah 4? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Kiryas Ha'arba Zugais. It means it was a city that four Zugais were buried there. That's where the Maros HaMachpelah was. Adam V'chava, 1. Avram V'sara, 2. Yitzchak V'rivka, 3. Yaakov Aleyes, 4. That's why it's called Mamre Kiryas Arba. The four Zugais were buried there. Right, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayhi B'mei Amrofel. Is Ravul Shmuel, Samachlekes, who was Amrofel? Chadoma Nimrod Shmoy. Really, he was Nimrod. Has everybody hold that Amrofel and Nimrod was the same person? It's a question, what was his Ikka name, and what is just a nickname? So, one says his real name was Nimrod. That was his real name. Holoma Nikra Shmoy Amrofel, why do they call him also Amrofel? She'omar ve'hippol le'Avram Avinu b'tech Kivshenesh. He was the one that threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshen Shalesh. That's why the Pasuk also calls him Amrofel. He was Mapel. He threw Avram into the Kivshin Shalesh. But really his name was Nimrod. That's his Zika name. The Chadama one says, no, Amrofel Shemoy. His Zika name was Amrofel. Nimrod. Why does the Pasuk sometimes call him Nimrod? Shehimrod es kol ha'olam kuloi olav v'machusay. He made the whole world be murmured, go rebel against, really means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Loshen Saginar, it says he rebelled against himself. He made the whole world rebel against him for Machusa upon his Malchus. But really it means he made everybody rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Drashi Olav, it means Kalpe Malus, talking about Kalpe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Shekhinoi Chachomim B'Lushoinim. The Chom changed around their Lushin to call it like he was murdered everybody upon himself. But really, Nimrod was that he was murdered, he made everybody rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really his name was Amrofel, just Nimrod is for what he did. Right, the Pasuk in Shmoy says, Vayokam Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. A new Melech stood up, a new Paro. Is Rav Shmuel, Machlokes. Chadoma Chodesh Mamish. The old Paro was Mace, and it's a new Paro now. The Chadoma, it's the exact same Paro that was there before with Yosef. Noshen Eschad Shu Gzer Yosef. Now he made new Gzeris. Even though before he liked Yosef and he was nice to the Eden, now after Yosef was Nifter, and now he became Beit Nischachu. After Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, he became Beit Nischachu Gzer Yosef. He made Beit Gzeris and Klai Yisrael. Man diyom a chodesh mamish, a new king, a new pyro dechsev, chodesh. Suppose a new one. The old one died, and this is a new one. No, he was the same paro. Just now he became bitter to Klal Yisrael. What's the raya? The person doesn't say that first paro died and then they made a new king. So Mashmas, the exact same paro that was there before. Just before he liked Klal Yisrael, now he was bitter with them. Well, the man the yomash in his chatzuk zeroisav, hoksiv ashaloyodas yosef. The one that says no, he's the exact same paro, just he made new gzeres, bad gzeres upon Klal Yisrael. So how does the pasuk say ashaloyodas yosef? He did not know yosef. I had this paro the whole time before, the years before, I lived with yosef, kept him alive. Yosef was his good friend before. So what do you mean loyodas yosef? Have the Gemara, Maya Sheloyoda es Yosef. What does it mean he did not know Yosef? To have a domi command the Loyoda Lel Yosef Klal. He made himself now so bitter to Klal Yisrael as if he never knew Yosef. But about it's the exact same power that was there before, just he's changed his whole attitude towards Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say first Pyro died, then they made a new Pyro. Mashmah's the exact same Pyro. Simin Shemayin Asi Yishnai Masa Lamadno B'dor B'yovin. So it is the Gemara about making simonim, so you have to learn these simonim. In your simonim is to remember. They put down simonim to make a bekit so that you remember what you're going to learn. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yud Ches Yomim Gidalti Eitzo Rabbi Yoshia Bribi. He learned 18 days by Rabbi Yoshia Bribi. Bribi is lost like an Adam Godel. He was like a Godel Hador. Trashi Yoshia Bribi means Adam Godel B'dor. It's an Adam Godel. Wherever the Gemara says Beribi, that means he was a great person. So Rabbi Yochanan learned by Rabbi Yoshia for 18 days. And he says, I only learned one thing from him, the Mishnah Senu, in our Mishnah. That what? Ketzad Mavrin Esorim, B'Aleph. He learned from him that Pshat now Mishnah is not the way we have it with the Ayin, no, it's with an Aleph. Should mean Lashon Ma'avrin with an Aver. What new Aver do we give to the city? And that's all Rabbi Yochanan learned from Rabbi Yoshia in 18 days. So the Gemara, how could that be? Any? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yud Beis Talmidim Hoylel Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yochanan himself said there were 12 Talmidim Rabbi Yoshia had. Bribi, Rabbi Yoshia Bribi, this is Adam God Rabbi Yoshia. V'yud Ches Yomim Gidalti B'nayim. And I was between them for 18 days. So Poshet, the exact same 18 days that he learned Rabbi Yoshia, he also learned with the Talmidim there. He went to the yeshiva and learned with all the Bochum in the yeshiva. When I was there for these 18 days, I became close to every single Talmud, and I knew the heart of every single Talmud. And I knew how each one was smarter than the other one. Because he spoke to them in learning, and he knew who was a Chochem, who was a Chorif. He knew all the milas of all these Talmidim. So the kasher is, he learned such chokhmah, especially he spoke in learning with the Talmidim, that he knew how good each Talmud could learn. He knew each one's lev and each one's kerech chokhmah. So Gemara like Gomar, how could he first said he didn't learn any Gemara from Rabbi Yoshia, and only learned one thing, and not even a Gemara. All he learned was Pshat now Mishnah. So how could that be? If he sat there for 18 days and learned Torah with them, how could it be he only learned one thing in the Mishnah? And Mashma Gemara, he didn't learn at all. He boy same one teretzis, minayu ditu Gomar. From the Talmidim he learned. He learned from the Talmidim. From the Rebbe, from the Rosh Hashiva, him he didn't learn at all. He didn't learn anything from the Rosh Hashiva. And the Chur will soon see what the Hezbr is. How come Rabbi Yochanan did not learn from Rabbi Yoshia? The boy is same another teretz is, Dover Echad the Mishnah Seinu Komer. Just means he only learned one thing from in the Mishnah. Or in Brises or in Gemaras, he learned a lot from Rabbi Yoshia. So it could be he learned a lot there. Just the Chiddush in the Mishnah, the Pshat was Rabbi Yochanan also knew all the Mishnahs before he went to learn by Rabbi Yoshia. So it wasn't any Chiddush to the Mishnah. The only Chiddush he had was in our Mishnah. That you don't read the way we have it with the Ayin, you read it with an Aleph. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, K'shayinu laimdim Torah Eitz Rabbi Yoshia. When I used to learn Torah, when I went to his Shir, in his Yeshiva, Rabbi Yoshia, Hayinu Yoshvin Abu Abu B'yama. In one Amma, we had four Talmidim squashed together. That's the way we used to sit. And Amma Rebbe, Kishayinu Lemdim Torah Eitzel Rebbe Lezer Ben Shemua. You know, when I went to Yeshiva and I learned from Rebbe Lezer Ben Shemua, Hayinu Yoshvim Shisha Shisha B'yama. We even sat more squashed together. We sat, six of us sat together in one Amma. That's how close we wanted to get close to the Rebbe, Rashi learns. Rashi says, Shisha B'yama, Shayinu Miskarvin Lishmoya Mipiv, V'dechin Zezer. He used to squash himself to be up right in front near the Rebbe. So he used to squash so close together that six of them would be in one Amma.
Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Now Rabbi Yechanan is Mazman now. Rabbi Ishiya Bariboy Bedoiroi, Kirabi Meya Bedoiroi. Rabbi Ishiya was such a great person, but he was too great for the Dor. He was like Rabbi Meya was his Doiroi. That Ma Rabbi Meya, just like Rabbi Meya, but Ma Rabbi Meya Bedoiroi, just like Rabbi Meya in his generation. Lo Yochlu Chaveru Lamad Osev Daitoin, the Chaverim did not know what he meant. He was too great for them. Who was then Rabbi Ishiya? He was too great for the door, and the people did not understand him. So Mel Churas Pshan before, the first Pshan in the Gemara, even though Rabbi Yechanan was 18 days for Rabbi Ishiya, he only learned one thing from him. And there it says he didn't understand him. He was too great for Rabbi Ishiya, he couldn't get from him. And that's what we had before. Rashi says, "Reb Meir lo yomdu chaver v'asoyv daitoi, k'dermina perakama shohayu oimer al tomei Torah maraponim." He used to say something we thought was Tommy. He would say it was Tor, and he brought Raya. And we didn't know if it was right or wrong. We couldn't understand him. He was too great for us. So Amol does such a matzah, the person is too great for his door. Boy, once sort of Chayim Shmuel Levis once gave his shmuz like that. Everybody thinks, if I would have a kibega for Rebbe right now, I'd be a great person. The Chassam Seif would be here right now, I'd be a great person. Who am I rebbeim now? They don't know so much. I'd rather have the rebbeim from the Friedrich Gador. He said, no, it's not like that. But the Pasuk says, Ein luchel l'kayin sheb yemenu. Pasuk always says to bring it to the kohen by yom ha'ayin. Bring to the kohen you have in your door. It means every generation has his rosh hashivas, his rebbeim that are good for their door. A rebbe that was in a friedige door, it's not mukha, he'll be good for us right now. He'd be too great for us. We wouldn't get from him right now. So he was mazamol in the time of the gruah. Really, in the time of the gruah, he was mamash and ilu atzim. He was the greatest person there was, the gruah. And the mice, he wasn't the pasuk ador. In his times, he used to go to Neidib Yehuda. He was the one that answered all the shayos tshuvas. They didn't have that much from the gruah. The Pshat was he was too great. He was like from a Friedrich generation. So such a Yisoid is you have to have a Rebbe that's down to earth by you that the Tamidim understand. But here Rabbi Ishiya was bigger, greater than his door. He didn't get from him. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Libon shall Rishonim kepiska shaluva. The lave of the Rishonim of the first generation, we'll soon see who it means, which Tanoim, their hearts were open like an ulam. An ulam we had before is 20 yamas wide. Means that's how much chokhmah understanding they had in the Torah. The shalachreinim, the next generation, kepischo shel hechel. Their minds were not so great anymore. It was only like 10 amos wide. The hechel was 10 amos wide. Zot Rabbi Yechon v'yonu, and us right now, is Rabbi Yechon saying on himself, kemolei nekev macha tzitkis. We're like a small hole that this small needle makes. That's how big our hearts are to understanding. Whereas how much darga we went down, every generation went down. Rashi, Sitkis Machet Shetoifrim Bo Sitke Begodim Vudak Beyoser. A type of a needle that you sew thin begodim, so the needle is very thin. That's how wide open his heart was. Kids, he didn't understand so much, let the Rishonim understood. So tomorrow, Rishonim is Rabbi Kiva. He's called Rishonim. His lave was opened up like 40 yamas wide. Achronim is Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. And he already, next generation went down halfway that the only was open enough like 10 amos. And he could the army something like this. Rishonim is Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. Achronim is Rabbi Ishi Abrivi. The Onu Kamole Nekev Macha Titkis. And it goes on the next generation already, that's how small they got. Omer Abaye. The Yanan, us, and now we're holding. Ki Sichta Beguda Ligmara. Ki Sichta Beguda, Sichta is like a peg. Rashi says, you want to knock a small peg into the hole, into a small hole, you have to kvetch and push it in there very hard. That's how good we are to Gemara. Now, that's how much we understand Gemara. We have to matuzich, work hard and hard until we understand a little bit of the Gemara. That's what Abaye said upon himself. Rashi, kisichta begudu le Gemara, kiyesa, like a peg, shenoyetz and oysa bekoysa, you bang it into the wall. Benek of tsara, the hole there is very tight. Venichnas bedoich, it comes in very bedoich, very hard. Zokta Abaye, he didn't understand too much of the Rebbe taught him, only a little bit, and only working very hard. Omar Rova, v'yananzo, ki etzba v'kiru l'svarim. To understanding Gemara, we're like you want to put your hand in wax. And Rashi says it means hard wax. You want to push your hand in hard wax and the candle doesn't get too far. You can't even indent it too much. Hey, that's how good he was in svarim and really understanding the Gemara. Is if I say to the emissar pshat in the Gemara to really understand the Svaros and the Gemaras, we don't understand them. It's too much for us. Omer Rabbi Ishiya, Abanan ki etzbasa bebiru l'shicha. That year, for forgetting, we're so good at that. It's like putting your finger in a big open pit. How easy does your finger go in? It goes in very easily. That's how good we are for forgetting. Forgetting, we do very good. Now, this is all comparing to the Friedrich Gedor, the door before. Rashi Kietzpa Bebir Lashichom, Kishem Shetzpa Noyach, Likonis Apia Bor, goes in very easy into the Bor, Kach Onum Hirun Lashkoyach. We forget very fast. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, Bnei Yehuda Shek Pidu Al Lashonim. They're very makbet to talk clearly and to say what they mean is Niskaimu Terosim Biyodim. They remember their Torah. Torah stood with them. Bnei Galil, Shalai Hek Pidu Al Lashonim. They weren't makbet how they spoke. Is learned the sky mutarosim biyodim. They did not remember the Torah. For the Gemara, midi b'kfei the Talia Milsa. Is it totally how they spoke or not? Like, what's it got to do with speaking? Elo b'nei Yehuda de daiki lishna. They were madaik in exact lashon of the Gemara. They were madaik in exact lashon the Rebbe said. Or misnanchi lohu simna. And they put simonim down like signs how to remember the Gemara. So melo niskay mutarosim biyodim. They tak remember the Torah. Of Bnei Galil, the people from Galil, the light daik lishon, they weren't medayik so much exactly what the Rebbe said to understand the exact lashon the Rebbe said. For loy nesanchi lohu simno, they didn't put down simonim reminders or simonim to remember. Is loy neskaimu to rossim biyodim, they didn't remember the Torah, didn't stay with them. Rashi says the daik lishon. Rashi says lach ser boisa lashon shayushaimim merabban to say it over the same lashon they learned from the Rebbe. They used to hear from somebody else. They heard one learning after another learning, so they used to put a simon to remind them about the first learning. Since they knew good the learning, they knew exactly where to put the simon to chazer, so they used to chazer and know it good. Galil didn't do that. Fight another miles at Gemara. Bnei Yehuda gomro mechod rabba. They learned all their learning from one Rebbe. Is mel neskaimu terosim biyodim. They remember their learning. Bnei Galil the loygamri mechad rabba. They didn't learn from one Rebbe. Is lo neskaimu terosim biyodim. They didn't remember the learning too good. So Rashi learns loygamri mechad rabba by yushaim mizeh beloshin zeh or mizeh beloshin acher. Afo pisha shneim echod shinu loshin mevalvulim meshachon. Even though they're saying the same thing, but if you say them differently, you mavalvu, you mix up your mind, and you forget it. Now, the Esther, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, it's good to learn from a few rebbeim. You shouldn't just have one Rebbe, it's good to learn from a few. They said the pshat is, when you're first learning the Girsa, like in the Gemara's time, they didn't have the Gemara of Torah Shabbat Peh. It wasn't written down, you had to know it's about Peh. So first, to make sure you understand the claw, exactly what you're learning, you should learn it from one Rebbe. He'll teach you the Girsa exactly the way it is, the way his Kabbalah, and you'll have one Kabbalah in the whole Shas. So you should first learn through the whole Shas from one Rebbe. Later, when you want to understand the Svaras, then it's good to go to different Rebbeim. Because each one says a different Svara, you'll hear different Svaras from different people, and you become a Chochim yourself. So Ma'aseh today, Vaistos Poshi, it's good to have a few Rebbeim then. Because today, the actual Girsa, we have the Gemara written down already. There's no Shal in the Girsa. It's only a Shal how to understand it. So it's not so bad to have a few different pshatim like your Shtai Geistar way. Weiter. Ravina Roma, Bnei Yehuda, the Goli Mesechta, Niskaimu Terosim Biyodim. They used to be Megala, uncover the Mesechta, so they remember it stood by them. What does it mean, they uncovered the Mesechta? Rashi has two pshotim. The goal of Mesechta Rashi, lomdu lacherim. One is they rebeim, they taught the Torah to other people. So b'schuzeh, they remember the Torah themselves. Kach shemaiti. That's what he heard over from his Rebbe. Lishnach rina. Agav, you always know as Rashi, a lot of times we read down lishnach rina. The pshat is Rashi was a very good Talmud. Rashi always come out, whatever he says over from his Rebbe. This is what he heard from his Rebbe, that's usually the pshat. When he says over something from his own, it's always like, I'm saying something different. Like lishnach rina, I'm saying this different. Kach shemati, this is what I heard from my Rebbe. The lishnach rina, another pshat could be what I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Is meforshim shemoyaseim, they explained their learnings on medakta kimetaima. They were medakta to understand the reason. Shel dover ashim esyasha b'libam till the heart understood it good, and therefore they remembered their learning. Mashenkim v'nei golul the loy golul mesechta. Either they did not teach it to others, or else they didn't learn the good the first time. They didn't remember the Torah, didn't stay with them. David HaMelech was goli mesechta. He used to either learn Torah to other people, or Metchili learned it very good. And Shaul loy goli mesechta. Shaul HaMelech didn't teach it to anybody.
Yeah. Yireyecha, Yeruni v'yismuchu. So the pasuk Yirei Hashem, Hashem will see him, Yismachu will be happy. No, David Melech was happy. Whatever he did it right because he learned good. Rashi Yirunev Yismachu, Levi Shemoisav Mechuvonis, Leiser Yisir Leheter Heter. Whatever David Melech pasuk was right. That's because he learned good, so he remembered the learning. Mashenkein Shol the Loi Golam Masechta. Shol did not learn with others. Or else Shol did not medayik metchilim the Gemara. Ksiv Bei Behemet says.